check. New Man, Justified by Faith podcast. Available on all streaming platforms.
Check it out.
Tune in every day for something new.
Tune in.
Sola Fide.
Sola Fide.
By faith alone we find salvation's key. Believing in Jesus Christ, the Son who set us free. No need for works.
Nope.
To earn our way.
Earn our way.
It's all about.
All about.
God's grace.
God's grace.
Sola Fide.
Sola Fide.
By faith alone we find salvation's key. Believing in Jesus Christ, the Son who set us free. No need for works.
Nope.
To earn our way.
Earn our way.
It's all about.
All about.
God's grace. New Man.
New Man.
Tune in every day.
Every day.
Podcast. All streaming platforms.
Check us
Thank
out.
Dear God, I set my mind on you and commit myself to pursuing you and the things of your kingdom. It is more profitable to chase the things of God than to chase the things of this world. You give life, the world does not. May I always remember this, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Don't worry. That's easy to say. But what if you're talking about down the runway on your first airplane trip or facing the first day of a new job or visiting a doctor for a crucial examination? The human tendency is to fill your mind with anxious thoughts, yet Peter counsels us and says, don't worry. Every care and worry we have possible can be cast on our gracious Father in heaven. Thus, it is foolish for Christians to worry. Peter had an experience on the Sea of Galilee when worrying about high waves that swamped his boat. He and the other disciples had called out, Lord, save us. And Jesus calmed the troubled sea, as well as their troubled minds. When he was sinking in the turbulent waves of the same sea, Peter experienced the strong and gracious hand of the Lord lifted him out of danger. The Lord invites us to cast all our anxieties on him. But in our human weaknesses, we sometimes insist on clinging to some of these cares. We try to work out by ourselves or sometimes with other people's help, such as illnesses, financial difficulties, problems at schools, approaching old age. When we insist on carrying some of these burdens ourselves, we forget that the Lord has volunteered to help us for every need. He didn't say, some needs are only these needs. He said, cast your cares, every one of them, on him. Peter's piece of divine counsel for today is a gracious invitation to pray to God, and at the same time, a promise that God will hear and answer our prayers. Why worry when you could pray? We who have learned to know God as a loving Father ought to cast our anxieties on him in prayer. We have a God who cares about us so much that he allowed his own Son to shed his life blood to atone for our sins. God cares. He cares about our spiritual needs. He also cares about our physical needs. And we ought to trust steadfastly in his gracious care. Let's pray again. We can't get enough of prayer. I can't get enough of prayer. Lord, I know that you always know what is best for me. And you will help me answer your call to follow you and be a witness to your gospel. In Jesus' name, amen. Peace, y'all.